be my pillow. Take my hand and let me sleep in the coolness of your shadow, in the silence of your deep darkness.
I thought I knew all about monsters. I used to watch them late at night on Dad's TV show. After we moved to Oakland, he stopped doing kids' shows because he was different now. Everything was different. Now he was Al Gorey, Master of Ceremonies on Midnight Shriek.
What? Oh, it's you again. So anyway, before we dig into our second feature, I have to pay a visit to my aging mother. She would have wanted me to have this.
It was on real late, way past my bedtime. Dad didn't let me stay up to see it, so I used to wait for Mrs. Sampson to fall asleep.
Hold it. I think that was a good
one. Sneak into his bedroom to watch. But then I'd get scared, alone in his room at night, and I wouldn't know why. I didn't know yet what I was going to learn that year. That monsters are real. We had sort of just picked up and left Syracuse, crossing the country, finding a house, the three of us taking care of all the grown-up stuff together.
Yeah, I get that.
Who is it?
I got that.
Come on, Dylan.
I guess it could have been strange being in a new place.
Can your dad come out and play?
But it didn't take long for Dad to become a celebrity among the kids on our block.
When's the monster coming out?
There's no such thing as monsters. You all know that, don't you? Monsters exist only in ourselves. They live in the darkest chambers of our hearts. They never actually come out into the world. Unless, of course, a metal light appears in the sky. But when's the last time you saw that? So why don't we try and be adults about this and run along home, okay?
What? Look!
There it is!
Oh,
wow.
Oh,
wow.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
madman for playing with kids. Mom used to say that was because he was really just a kid himself.
Miss Leary, what's the strange power you have over our children?
I'm the perfect monster.
And the house we found in Oakland is perfect for playing anything, especially the flashlight game.
Come on, Dylan, in the closet.
But it was different now. The way you played with us, it was like you had to do it. After the heartbreak had happened, sometimes I wondered if Dad didn't need our games more than we did.
This is going to be your bass note, okay? Ready? Jack the Bear, where's C? Right. Great. Da, great. Now again. Da, da, da.
Very well.
Da, right. Da, 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 da. Very, very nice, Jackie.
Hey, Jackie.
Hey. Mom died last winter. Dylan, don't wake Dad. Dylan and I were still learning the things you need to know when you move to a new house. Like in our case, don't play in the backyard.
If you get caught in it, they eat you.
Out front, there was a whole neighborhood to get to know. Like Mr. Festinger, who always yelled at his son Edward for being retarded.
Edward, what did I tell you about your eyes and the ball? You never take your eyes off the ball.
All right, you almost caught that one. Come on, let's go.
And Dexter, who lived next door.
Mom might be sleeping.
His parents were really his grandparents, because his real parents had split from each other, and from him, and probably from everything.
Guess what? We got company. Let's go to my room.
Of course, his grandparents weren't doing much better.
Did I tell you he was a fighting CB?
No one else on our street would let their kids play at the Mitchells.
Hey, zombie! That's right, I'm talking to you. The next time your dog defecates on my lawn, he's dead, pal. Goddamn zombie.
And then there was Norman the zombie, who mangled one of his legs in a terrible accident as a teenager when he crashed his T-Bird into an ice cream truck. He had fixed up the car and kept it on blocks in his driveway, washing it every day.
You know, inside that pain is a sore. I've seen it.
And he attacked Mr. Pestinger one night with a tree branch.
Hit him right over the head with it. He also blinded his own dog with a rock. You ever look at it? Looks like a dead marble. Get down! Sit down, Dig! Sit down, Dig! Dig, he's coming!
Norman gonna get us?
He's not gonna get us.
Over there in a long time?
I never seen them.
You used to, walking around behind the curtains.
I'm not going to go look, that's for sure.
Maybe we should.
I'll get it.
No, I want to do it myself.
Well, don't fall.
Okay, kids, get to bed.
I can reach it.
Let's go.
Don't give Miss Sampson a heart attack. What's up, Jackie Bear?
Nothing.
We're going to have a lot of fun at the studio tomorrow. But as for now, it's off to work.
Buying a new car doesn't have to give you a headache. Not if you go to East Bay Dodge. Ah, my old friend Psycho Ward Cleaver. Put that thing down, Psycho, and we'll go for a test drive. You know, Psycho, this beautiful Dodge Challenger is loaded. Air conditioning, power steering, blood bucket seats.
Let's go.
You got it?
What are you doing? What are you doing?
Norman is going to kill you.
Try anyway.
Downstairs.
He said he'd cut his foot investigating a noise outside his house. I couldn't figure out why he didn't tell Dad the rest.
Must not have too many good friends if he had to come to us in his time of need.
There's a sword in that cave.
Really?
Yeah, and he attacked Mr. Festinger one night with a tree branch.
Really? Wonder why he didn't use his sword.
I guess that's when it all started. I just didn't realize till later that the trouble wasn't only with Norman.
Uh-oh, me spill.
Who let this brat into my crypt? Spaghetti bolognese? Now how do you expect me to clean up this mess? This ought to do the trick. Don't move, Dylan. Hang in there. Okay, cut camera one, lock it off. All right, you can move now. Peggy,
come here.
Take his clothes off.
Hi, Peggy.
Here you go, Jack. Hang on.
One day you're going to like the girls doing this, Dylan.
Jack, don't you want to be in the commercial?
No way. I have friends who watch this show.
Can you close, Peggy?
Yep.
Here, Don, can I see you for a second?
Now, Gordon?
Right now.
Do you mind?
All right, well, let's take five. What? Wait, you can't swing the show?
No, no, I love the show. I love you. I love the commercials. I love everything.
Oh, so you're going to give me more bread?
Look, I've been fighting as hard as I can for you, but they're pinning me to the mat. Seems they have a real problem with your Psycho Ward Cleaver character. They think he's in bad taste.
Why, because he has multiple head wounds?
Who knows? So just think of another character.
Is this a suggestion or a non-negotiable demand?
It's just a phone call.
They make a phone call and you roll over.
No,
don't worry, your dad can always calm Gordon down.
No, you're laying down.
Of course I am.
What are you getting? These people say shit and you say what color?
I know what.
All right, give me the jug. Peggy, see if you run out and round up a bucket of dog vomit and throw it on the rug. All right, come on.
Mom always said Dad bristled when he got mad. And some people made him madder than others. Maybe that's where the trouble really came from.
Look who's here.
Oh, my goodness.
How are you, John?
Hi, John.
Whoa, look at that.
Hey, who are you?
Long ago in Hollywood, Mom's parents were put on a black list they kept for communists, though no one ever proved they carried the cards, which is the way you could tell.
Lincoln Steffens. Thank you, Grandma.
You're welcome.
You're a great man, Jack. Someone stays with you and your brother while your dad's at work?
Miss Sampson.
An older woman?
Uh-huh. I could tell he was trying to get me to rat on Dad, the way his friends ratted on him long ago. Fishing with red bait for something he could hold against Dad to his grave.
Is he laying off the sauce?
Uh-huh.
You know, it doesn't help make things better, John, only worse.
Couldn't resist, could you, Sid?
Didn't help your marriage much.
Sidney.
Is this why you came here?
No, I came to see my grandchildren.
Then what are you doing talking to me?
Children with strangers. What's even worse, on their own. I pay a responsible woman to look after them. What the hell else do you want me to do?
All right, don't use that tone. You're talking about your own children's welfare.
John,
for God's sake.
John, listen, we all
I'm
know
not going to discuss
same
this
thing
with you.
Fine. You keep drinking, you lose this job like you lost the others, and we'll go to court and take those kids.
I'll tell you what, Sid. Over my dead body. How's that? That's when you can have my boys.
They left that night.
Dad? Aren't you going to take Dylan to school? It's Dylan's first day.
Dylan.
Dylan! You want the dogs?
I want Daddy.
Daddy's asleep.
I want Daddy to take me to school.
Mommy, listen, Dylan, you have to go in there, okay?
No.
It'll be nice. You have to. You have to go, okay? Come on. I'll pick you up later. Now go. You have to go. Go!
Japanese poetry is a drama. It's about life and death. It's...
Sorry I'm late. I had to...
It's okay. Have a seat. That's right, no desks. Join us.
You have a desk?
Table. Want to sit at it?
No, sir.
No, sir, either. The name's Vince. Hi, Jack. I know about your mom. So, we have a lot of things for each of you to try. Besides the electrical experiments and the herb garden, there's a learning to communicate your feelings workshop, which I'll be teaching.
I was supposed to drop off my son today. I was detained, and I just came by to see if he was okay.
How old is he?
He's 3. It's his first day.
Just let him be. It might be harder if he sees you.
He's a good kid. I'm gonna go.
Man, it's that lady in there. The kid came home and found her. She's barely alive. There must be a square yard of pill bottles in there.
Dexter, is your mom sick?
No, she's just not moving.
Thank you.
right away when I saw Dexter coming home from school with his lunch pail. He looked like an angel or a girl, his face all soft and rosy and sweet.
My mom's dead.
Hear about Dexter's mom?
Yeah.
You wearing those to school or what?
The weeks went by and fall came with cold mornings like in Syracuse, and things had started to change. There was even a girl at school who started talking to me.
Hi, Jack.
Hi, Karen. She was what my dad called a long drink of water.
I wanted to tell you that I really liked what you wrote for the Poets Corner. I thought it showed great sensitivity.
You did?
Yeah.
Thanks. I figured I was really lame because I knew there was something I should do about the situation, and for the life of me, I didn't know what it was.
Would you like to come to my house for some Hungarian goulash Friday night at about 6:30 p.m.?
Sure. Oh. Great.
Yes, she said yes!
All right.
So I told her goulash.
Great, I'll make my favorite
goulash. Really?
Of course. Maybe I should invite somebody so it's not just her surrounded by three men. What do you think?
Who?
I know it was stupid, but I found myself wishing Mom could somehow fly back into the world.
It's up to you, Jack. Whatever you want.
Yeah, no, that'd be great.
Great, this is great.
Should I buff it?
You're casual tonight, right?
So you're saying I shouldn't buff it?
It looks good like that. I don't even need a sweater. It's raining.
I don't have any sweaters. What time is it?
You got plenty of sweaters.
Then I have to leave.
Relax, try on a sweater.
Nothing goes.
This goes.
Ah! I have to get out of here. I'm taking this.
That's good. It's clear. It doesn't clash.
I'm going, okay? Goodbye.
Don't you want me to iron that for you? Aren't you interested in what I'm going to wear? What am I going to wear?
Like a VHS?
VHS, sure.
You must be Jack.
You must be Mrs. Morris.
Karen should be right down.
Okay.
I was afraid they were going to ask about my family, and I'd have to tell them about Mom.
There you go, Jack.
Thank you.
And then they'd have to say, well, we're sorry to hear about that. And then I'd have to say, well, that's all right. You didn't know. And then there'd be that awful silence where there'd be nothing else to say.
So, Jack, tell us about your...
Hi, Jack. Hi. What happened here?
Nobody knows. They just showed up one day.
Hi, Dad. This is Karen.
Oh,
hi, Mr.
Karen.
Lear.
It's very nice to meet you, Karen. Peggy Ettinger, this is my son, Jack Leary, and his friend, Karen Morris.
Hi.
Karen Morris, this is my friend, Peggy Ettinger. And my son, Dylan Leary. Dylan, this is your brother's friend, Karen Morris, and your brother who you know. Jack, this is your brother, Dylan, who you know, and my friend, Peggy Ettinger. Does anybody know who's playing in there? That's Glenn Miller. Okay, here we go. It's time you kids learn classical music. Very nice.
Thank you, Peggy.
You're welcome.
At last, the goulash you've all been waiting for. I'll do it. Thank you, Mary. You may have your goulash.
All right, you do the goulash. I do the wine.
Goulash. Yes, here it is.
Great year for Welch's.
Tasty goulash. You eat that all up.
For you.
Excuse me. Pardon me.
Mr. Leary.
Excuse me. Pardon me.
Jack told me he used to have a kid show.
He told you that, eh? Thank you very much.
Miss Ettinger, a little goulash.
Come on, Ed.
All right, you broke my arm. Hi, boys and girls. Are you here for kid stuff? Well, hold your horses and tie up your dragonfly. Because today, we're going to talk about colors. Green, blue, orange, chartreuse.
Dad was really on.
Guyash, John. Don't mind if I do, Yash.
Heart.
Don't call clubs. Don't call clubs. Don't call clubs. Karen, look at my eyes. Look at me. Don't call clubs. Don't call clubs. Don't call clubs. Don't call clubs. Don't call clubs.
No clubs. You call clubs. No clubs.
That ain't a club. No.
He was like an artist. Only what he was creating was the perfect evening.
She called clubs.
And it was all for Karen and me.
He could.
In the closet, there's a secret passage. Wait for me.
Where are you? On the stairs we come. Where are you?
Are you in here? No. Ha!
Back off.
Up the stairs we come.
Someday, if I ever get that far, maybe I'll be able to do the same thing for my son.
Where the hell are those kids? It's great meeting you. I'm glad you came. Okay. All right.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Bye. Yeah,
okay, see you later.
Thank
you.
Really
good night, Dad.
Good night.
Good night.
Want me to drive you? You want to ride?
No. Good night. Good night, Dad.
I was being sincere. It really was a lovely evening. I hope there will be more. Do you want to come in? Well, good night. Good night.
Thing he's found. If she is bad, he can see it. She can do
I don't know what it was, maybe the rain, but after that night, everything just started falling into place. The Oakland A's, the amazing A's, made it to the series, and we sat glued to the set for all seven games.
It's Pete Rose now.
No sweat.
And on that last fly ball, we were on our feet because we were champs.
Bring luck wherever we go.
Oh, Cookie Monster! Oh, Cookie Monster! One bag cookies! One bag.
Okay. I'm going to let you in on a little secret. My tongue grows. So from time to time, I have to nip a little off the skin. There. That's much better, don't you think?
Hey, Dexter. You like television?
Dad always went all out for Halloween. But later that night, he went too far.
Come on, Jackie, open the door. What are you trying to tell me? You're too old to run around in a costume? How do you think that makes me feel?
So don't wear one then. No one's making you.
I like wearing one.
Well, good.
Jackie, come on. It's Halloween. You can wear a costume and still be dignified. Look at me.
Trick or treat.
Trick or tweet.
All right, Mr. Adult. Candy cone is right here by the door. If you run out, there's more in the cupboard by the fridge. If you run out of that, there's always a change jar. Okay, Charles, let's go and leave your brother to reflect on his lost childhood. Here you go. Hold that bag. Come on now, do that walk.
My little brother's clown. Where is he?
Hi, Katie.
Hello, Edward.
We saw your
Dad down the street. He's just like a big rabbit.
I know.
Well, bye.
Hi, Mike. You recognize me?
Sure.
Man, you're full of it. You recognize me.
Bye, Michael.
What? Okay, wait. What are you supposed to be?
Me? You? Myself?
You're getting strange, man.
Hello? Hello, sir. It's Jack Leary. Is Karen there?
No, she's not here. She went to the party with her friends.
What party?
The big Halloween party.
Oh.
Want me to tell her you called?
No, that's okay.
Sure.
Thank you.
Trick or treat, Jack. Trick or treat, Jack.
Where'd you get to it?
Thanks.
Bad haul, considering I had to lug your brother halfway around
Dad.
The neighborhood. Jackie, where would Dexter get a Nazi uniform?
Norman gave it to him.
He probably was dressed as a bus driver.
Yeah, but Daddy went like this.
Don't do that in this house.
What are we going to do about it?
That's Mrs. Sampson.
Dad.
How you doing, Norman?
What are you out trick-or-treating?
No. I'm taking this opportunity to collect contributions for State Assembly candidate Elder McIntyre. Mr. McIntyre is a former law enforcement officer.
I know who he is.
Because I grew up on this street.
Excuse me?
When I was a kid, you didn't see them around. They kept their distance.
They?
The niggers and the Jews.
Oh, they.
Mr. McIntyre can help us. But he needs our help. Anything you could spare would be greatly appreciated.
Halloween is my favorite holiday. I love seeing their costumes. What do you go as?
A bunny.
Well, all right. Excuse me, sir.
Mrs. Sampson.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi, Mrs. Sampson.
There's one white man to another.
I moved across the street from a goddamn Nazi. Oh, my God. Niggers and Jews. Excuse me, Mrs. Sampson. You're not Jewish, are you?
No, I'm a Jehovah's Witness.
Sorry about this, Mrs. Sampson.
Don't worry about it, honey. Nothing you can do about it.
Elder McIntyre.
Milltown, the third...
Dad showed Invasion of the Body Snatchers that night, his favorite movie. He said it was really about all the stupid people who worried that communists were going to take over the country.
And all the towns around us. It's a malignant disease spreading through the whole country.
don't want to alarm you. But check out what this movie is really about. Pods from outer space. Some small town called Santa Rita. This is your town.
He was drunk, not pretending. I could tell by his half-closed eyes and the slow way he moved.
Look again at that man across the street watering his lawn.
Go to two.
Two's off the set.
Or that woman climbing out of her Pontiac.
Carrying her grocery bags.
How big is that nose?
Dad, don't do this.
Who are these people moving in? Niggers? Jews? Commie bastards.
Shit.
Turn around and one day there they are.
If you don't want to think about it, don't. But if you're smart...
Oh, my God.
You'll join me. And candidate for assembly, Elder McIntyre.
Cut him off.
Anything you can spare.
Cut him off now.
Greatly appreciate it. Thank you for your kind attention. And Sieg Heil.
You ready to get him out?
He was really big up close. I knew it was wrong, but I thought of dragging him over onto Festinger's lawn. I figured I'd leave a trail or someone coming out of their house to get their paper would look over and see me. If I could do it all over again, I would have rolled him there if I had to. Absolutely.
Dad!
Oh, well, it's...
Dad!
Said poison, and we were the prime suspects. No matter where Cheyenne was poisoned, stumbling around, coughing his guts out, it was our front yard he finally crashed on.
What the heck do you want me to do, Jackie?
Tell him we didn't do it!
He doesn't think we did it.
Dad, after last night...
I came over here to apologize to you. I did a very mean-spirited thing on my show last night. I don't know if you saw it. I was drunk. I know that's no excuse.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I didn't kill your dog, Norm. I'm sorry that somebody did. I didn't poison your dog, Norman. If you knew me better, you'd know it's not my style. I just shot him. Blood.
Plenty. Hey, I finally found the beast with a million eyes.
Ooh. We'll put it on Friday night with Mr. Sardonicus.
Okay.
John. John. I think you need some time off. What?
You need a break. Last night was too much, John.
Do I get to decide how long a break I need?
No.
So you're firing me? Is that what you're saying? You're firing me?
Don't press it, John.
Well, I want to press it. I think I should press it. Take a week off.
Your motor on. Look, Jack. I think it would be best if we began seeing other people. I mean, we can still be friends. I'm just too young to tie myself to one guy, Jack.
Where did you hear this? Television?
It's just the way I feel.
I didn't know why Dad stopped going to work. I asked him if he was looking for a new job, and he wouldn't even talk about it. It wasn't like he had changed in any way. I don't know. Maybe we were just growing apart.
What's the story?
No story. Did you see any other fathers acting like seals?
Somebody had to do it.
Could you ever just stop for like 1 minute? I need to know if you plan on being Bozo the Clown your whole life.
Listen to this. Who's the father and who's the son here?
I don't know.
goddamn door, Dylan.
It's locked.
I know it's locked. You locked it, now unlock it.
I don't know how.
Just turn off the goddamn water.
I don't know how.
Turn those goddamn knobs.
The awful reprisals we expected from Norman weren't coming instead from ourselves, from the darkest chambers, as Dad said, of our hearts. I'll pay you a nickel to watch my brother for a little while.
What's the matter?
They all saw me singing.
So?
Well, they're laughing about it.
No, they aren't. They're laughing because they're at a party. They're happy. Jackie, babe.
Don't touch me. Get out of my room. Get out of my room now!
Where's Dylan?
He's gone.
Where? Where?
There, in the street.
My brother doesn't go in the street. Look, man, my brother is my responsibility. Now, where the hell is he?
Does this mean I don't get to keep the nickel?
You want to die? Talk! Talk! Talk!
Norman!
Norman what? Norman what? Come on, tell me now!
He took him in a car.
Norman's car is right there, idiot. Doesn't even have a motor. Hey! What car?
Another car. A white car.
You're supposed to be watching him.
He's your brother. Please get off me.
I'll get off you. If you swear that you won't run away,
where?
I'll kill you if you run away!
I swear!
Hey! Oh! Oh! Where's my brother?
I need the police. It's an emergency. I need them to come to my house right now.
Thank you.
was like a dream where your legs keep moving, but you can't get anywhere. I knew I should be finding him, but I didn't know where or who to ask or what to do.
What's the trouble, Jack?
Norman kidnapped my brother. Dexter saw it. He wouldn't tell me what happened.
What? Hey, Dexter! Get over here! Tell me, boy, or I'll whale you!
Hey, Mitchell, what the hell are you doing?
None of your business. Shut up!
Don't tell me to shut up. I'll put your hand right through the window of that ugly camper of yours. Don't tell me to shut up.
It's none of your business.
Anything that happens this block is my business. What are you hitting the kid for?
That's the trouble with you. You got your nose in everybody's business. This is my family.
What the hell is going on here? Leave the kid alone.
My brother was kidnapped.
Are you the person who called?
Yes, I was in the house, and he's supposed to be watching
tell
him
what
gone.
You saw. Go ahead.
And he was kidnapped by Norman Strip.
There's the father.
Sir, I'm sorry to have to tell you this, but we believe one of your sons has been kidnapped.
Norman Strick, this son of a bitch, took Dylan away in a car.
Dexter, tell him what Norman did.
I just need some information from you, sir. We'll start the search right away. Sir? Look, who is this man who took him away?
His name is Norman Strick.
How you doing, son?
It was getting to be his bedtime. All I could think was that Norman was just gonna pull up any second with Dylan. Just pull up outside with an ice cream cone. Mr. Fessinger thought he'd died and gone to heaven.
He threatened me once with a tree branch. The man belongs in an institution. I think he's a Nazi.
He was the real poisoner of Cheyenne. Why didn't Norman steal Edward?
10 seconds, John. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. John, you're on.
Yesterday, at 5 p.m., my son was taken by this man. His name is Norman Strick. He's in his late 20s. He walks with a cane. He took him in a white car.
My name is Detective John Marker with the Oakland Police Department. We're asking your help in locating this missing child. His name is Dylan Leary. He's 3.5 years old.
We're at a crossroads. Can you feel it? It's dark down there. And there are things nobody wants to meet in the dark. I will come out on the other side. Hating everything and everybody.
They found him in the woods by the Piedmont Reservoir. Not molested, the doctor said, just abandoned, left to die in the mud by a creek. I myself would have died of terror, alone in the woods, in the night, in the rain, with monsters all around. Norman had disappeared off the face of the earth, and Dylan had stopped talking, from the trauma, they said. After 3 days, and still no words, the doctors decided maybe he should come home, where familiar objects might give him security.
Hi.
Hey, Bart. Oh, look at that.
We're cookies.
Here are
Who's that?
Cookies.
Is that Big Bird?
No.
Who's that? Is that Cookie Monster? Me want Cookie. Thank Is that Cookie? So huh, Dylan?
And now observe as I...
I don't want to call you Vince! I feel like you're a teacher if I call you Mr. Potato!
You have every right to be upset, Jack.
Then please just leave me alone and stop persecuting me!
I couldn't get back into the whole school thing. The place is a mental institution. But what I didn't understand is how could a person like me, who's always been loved, hate so much?
John?
I'm so sorry, John.
Yeah.
How are you? Are you okay?
I'm okay.
How's the baby?
My sweetheart. You remember Grandma?
We've been sleeping together in here. It broke.
That'll do it. God damn it! I'm not mad at you, honey. I'm mad at the bed.
Don't make him afraid of his own bed, John.
Shut up! Dylan, come to Daddy. My heart's beginning to beat with the monster's heart.
Everything in L.A. was big and bright, except their house. It was small and dark, and Grandpa smelled like it. Or it smelled like him.
Tell me why you did that.
Get away from your bishop.
But look, you have to be on your guard every minute, Jack. The other guy always has a trick up his sleeve. Checkmate. Thinking?
Maybe you should let me win once.
Let you win? Why? What would that accomplish?
I don't know.
I'll teach you to win, Jack. I won't let you win. That would be wrong. You'd regret that later on. Now, what you moved into is called the Devil's Crossroads. I would take this piece, and you've got yourself blocked here.
Dad would let me win.
I'm sure he would.
You know, he wouldn't be obvious about it, but I'd probably know he was doing it. He'd make a big deal out of it. He'd protest the game. He'd yell and moan about it. He'd tell everyone who was robbed and demand a rematch. He'd go on for days. Then I'd like to play chess. And I want to learn the Devil's Crossroads because of him.
Tell me what I gotta do, Gordon. Just tell me what you want me to do, and I'll do it. You want to change the show?
No.
We'll change it. We'll make it a kiddie show. We'll make it a kid show.
No.
We'll make it light.
No.
We'll make it bright.
No.
Why not?
No.
We'll make it a talk show.
No.
Do a show cartoons.
John, no.
I'll make it a cooking show.
No.
Why not?
Because I don't trust you, that's why.
You have to trust me.
Why? Because I can't lose my kids.
Can you pick up the ticket at the airport? Yes, he's flown before. That's right, L-E-A-R-Y, one way. doing. I'm going to Dad. I'm going to get him. We're going to come back for you, okay? Well, you'll be okay here while I'm gone.
Home run, Jack.
Jack, I just want to talk to you.
Thank you.
Where are you going, Jack? I just want to talk to you. Don't you want to talk to me?
Get the fuck away from him now! You touch my son and I'll kill you, you hear me?
Okay.
Dad! Daddy!
Jackie!
Wondering what Mom would say if she saw Dad cleaning up the house and trying to make things great for Dylan's homecoming. But I didn't have much faith in what he could do anymore. Just that I knew now there was more than one kind of monster in the world.
Hi, Mr. Leary.
Hi. In the month of coming now, there's no such thing as monsters. You all know that.
We know. They're only in our hearts.
They don't actually come out into the world.
Not unless the metal light appears in the sky, right?
No, not even then. We'll think of a new game, okay? Okay.
Once there was a little bunny who wanted to run away. So he said to his mother, "I am running away." "If you run away," said his mother,
"run away," said his
mother, "I will run after you.
I will run after you, for you are my little bunny." "If you run after me," said the little bunny, "I will become a rock on the mountain high above you." "If you become a rock on the mountain," said his mother, "I'll become a mountain climber and climb to where you are." "If you become a mountain climber and climb to me," said the little bunny, "I will be a bird and fly away from you." "If you become a bird and fly away from me," said his mother, "I will be a tree that you can come home to."
song, Dylan. She sang it to us every night. Don't you remember? Tell me the name of Mommy's favorite song, Dylan.
He doesn't remember, Jack. It was too long ago. He was too little.
Mommy.
I know.
I miss her so much.
Me too.
And I don't know what's gonna happen to us.
We're gonna be all right.
No, we're not. Nothing's all right.
Then we're gonna make it all right. Daddy's here. Daddy's here. Cry for your father, Jackie.
Save it again.